Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This morning we have another installment of what John likes to call catching scientists in the act. This time scientists are trying to figure out why 75% of the bat population in New England has been decimated. And you might not think this is such a big deal until you consider how important bats are to curbing insect-driven diseases like West Nile virus or their role in plant pollination and seed dissemination. The only clue for scientists, the dead bats share this white, fuzzy nose, hence the name white nose syndrome. In the new issue of the journal Science, researchers offer an answer, a potential answer to the mysterious deaths. Melissa Baer, co-author of the research paper and a veterinary pathologist at the University of Wisconsin, joins us now. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
So what's killing the bats?
Well, we think that a newly introduced fungus has colonized some of our bat populations in the Northeast, and by invading their skin while they're hibernating is disrupting hibernation, using up their fat stores and killing them in large numbers.
And it sounds like it's really a dramatic death. So they hibernate and they wake up with a very limited amount of energy, right? And then what happens?
Well, then they fly out of the mines and caves where they're supposed to be spending the rest of the winter. And that's, of course, a death sentence because it's still cold out and there are no insects for them to eat.
And so, essentially, this fungus is covering them while they're asleep, you believe?
That's right. It's a fungus that loves cold, unlike a lot of the other pathogenic fungi that we think of in veterinary medicine. And so it loves to invade their skin. And they have a lot of skin because they have wing membranes, unlike you or me.
You know, it's interesting. I guess this is a, you know, Halloween sort of story here in that bats are not necessarily beloved. And the idea of fewer bats might feel good to human beings. But in fact, they maintain a lot of ecological balances here. I'm wondering what the threat is to people in New England.
Well, they do play an enormous role in insect control. And in New England and New York, upstate New York, we probably don't have a dollar number for that. In other parts of the country, their role in insect control is huge, for example, for cotton farming. For me, it was just such a privilege to be able to get so close to these animals. And you're right, maybe before I saw them in the mines and caves and in my lab, I didn't realize how incredibly beautiful they are. They only weigh between 6 and 8 grams, whereas an adult mouse weighs more like 25 or 30 grams.
So what did you find where did you go and what did you find when you were looking at the bats and their habitats?
Well, that's exactly what I had to do. I had to go to their habitat. When they were being brought back to the lab, they had already disrupted the fungus by grooming. So when I went into the caves, I was able to pick the bats off the wall because they really are completely helpless. And with a tiny little pair of forceps, I grabbed the fungus, put it on my slides because I would kind of build a tiny little laboratory right there in the caves, bring the slides back to the lab. And I found the fungus in its original form with what are called conidia, which are kind of like leaves on branches of a tree. And those conidia are essential for identifying a fungus.
Man, you are hardcore, Melissa, hanging around making a lab in the cave. Now, you had to throw your shoes away, right, after this little episode of research?
Yes. Now, we wear a complete Tyvek cover, so we are able to disinfect when we leave the caves.
Wow. So is there any sense that this is climatic-related, that there are changes going on in the earth and that, you know, bats are kind of like canary in the coal mine, you know, vulnerable ecologically, you know, organisms?
That is possible. Really, there's so much we don't know about this disease, and we hope that some funding will be forthcoming so that we can do a lot more research on this disease and on bats in general. The thing that argues against that is that the disease is found only in the Northeast, and we used control bats from other parts of the country where there should also be climate change, and those bats were completely healthy.
So what do you do with the information now?
That's a very good question. A lot of these diseases in wildlife are impossible to treat or control. So whether we're going to be able to curb the progress of this fungus or not, we don't know.
Okay. Melissa Baer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Melissa Baer is a veterinary pathologist at the University of Wisconsin at Madison and co-author of an October 30th Science Journal article on the bats and the white nose syndrome. They think they've pinpointed that, but not sure how they're going to cure
them. Thanks for taking care of the bats, Melissa. Thanks so much. You know, every night, if we're up in New England, the bats coming out is the sign of sunset. And indeed, they're what take care of
you
the
insects. You
actually
see them?
Of course you see them. Yeah, they're great. I mean, they fly out of the barns. You can actually, on some of the barns, they come out in these big, you know, clouds of bats, and they come out. And when they get upstairs with the kids in the kids' room, it becomes, Daddy, bring the broom up and get rid of the bat. But until that point, they're very beautiful.